Echoes, the Backwards Series, Season 4, Episode 5, Old and Wise, by Jordan D. White. Max Thornfield and his intrepid flashpack stood transfixed with complete shock. Kovac's jam session regarding their secret enemy interrupted, mouths agape before the intruders who stood before them in the Flashpoint Rec Center. Intruders who claimed, against all odds, to be the flashpack themselves! Indeed, four of the six visitors did bear a striking resemblance to Max, Molly, Slaughter, and Jimmy, but older and wearing a lot more leather. The other two, one a stringy, bespectacled Sirius and teen, the second covered from head to toe in a colorful carnival costume, were completely unfamiliar to them.
That's not true. That's impossible.
Maybe they're clones. I've heard that sometimes they have these clones that look exactly like you, but they're older if you age them artificially.
Everyone, please. It's true, all right. We're you. 26 years older, to the minute. Come on, Max. We're in the flashpack. Anything's possible. Let me introduce the team. Obviously, you know me, Molly.
Hi, Max.
Slaughter and Jimmy.
Hey, Dad. Max. I meant Max, not Dad, because you're not. My dad, I mean. No.
Nice one, Kovacs. They just might be willing to think that was a slip of the tongue. Amateur.
This is Danish. As you can tell, he's Seriusian, but he has a rare genetic disorder which makes him much weaker and more vulnerable than most of his race.
Of course, that still makes me better than any human could be.
Lastly, we have Blinklesprot. She's... well, I can't go into who she is right now, but she doesn't talk.
The brightly masked and costumed girl pantomimed at them wildly.
Hi there. Well, it's nice to meet you all. I'm Max Thornfield, and this is...
Max, we know who you all are. We were there. Here.
But Alyssa always told me if a time turner ever meets herself in the past, the universe locks up, and the time steppers have to do a hard reboot and start up again in safe mode, deleting all dangerous and unauthenticated components. She gave us a pass this time. We're running an errand for her. Look here.
Future Slaughter held up a tiny pencil eraser-sized cube and squeezed the sides. A holographical projector beam shot out of the front, revealing a perfect image of their time-stepping chronal mentor.
Hello, Jill. Hello, Flashpack. Yes, the people you see before you are your future selves. I know what I told you about never crossing your own path, and generally speaking, it will result in the utter destruction of everything and everyone you hold dear. But this once, I'll let it slide. This future pack is on a highly important top-secret mission through time that they can only accomplish with your help. Please give them your cooperation in any way they ask, as a personal favor to me. In return, when the time comes, I will allow you to go back in time and meet yourselves. Otherwise, our previous deal still stands. Good luck, Flashpacks. Be seeing you.
See that? We're the real deal.
But why aren't Keen and I part of the group anymore?
Drawless, you know we can't tell you that. We can't change what you're going to do in the future. Maybe we left you two at home. You never know. Heck, maybe one of us is a robot replacement. Or one of you could have morphed into Danish.
Ha!
Or could be disguised as Blinklesprot. Okay, Blinklesprot, sorry, it was just an example. Relax. Whoa.
But that seems dubious. Isn't it far more likely that we're both-
Not to interrupt, but we really do have to get to that mission. Fair enough. So, what is it?
We can't tell you.
Okay, so what do we need to do?
We can't tell you. Sorry.
Jeez, how are we supposed to help you if we can't know anything about what's going on?
It'll be all right, Jimmy.
Hey, that's our Jimmy.
Guys, let's not fight about this. Let's just do what Alyssa asked us to. Molly's right, gang. So, Max?
What?
No, I mean, other Max.
Thanks, Molly. We need to split up into pairs. Molly's, Slaughter's, and Jimmy's together. Max, you're with me. Danish, you go with Dr. Keen. Blinklesprot, you take Drawless. Pass Pack, just follow our lead. Once we split up, we can discuss what we each need to do. So long as you all swear never to share the information we tell you. That way, we won't reveal enough of the future to mess things up. We'll meet back here in 2 hours.
What about us?
Huh? Who?
Me and Dr. Staroff!
Yes, we'd like to help.
I'm sorry, you... what, Blinklesprot? Oh, yes, right. Fertris, you two can stay here and figure out how we can stop Corporal Contradiction and his Resuscitator of Death.
Huh?
You'll see. He'll be calling later. Everyone ready? The Flashpack is always ready. Right, gang?
Flashpack.
Oh, I'm sorry. You can...
No, it's your year. Please.
Thanks. Let's go, gang. Flashpack!
Flashpack!
Okay, then. We'll just wait here and, do the thing! Bye, everyone! Bye, Drawless!
Stuff it, Cat!
Catman! Bye! I miss you! So, you know anything about this Contradiction guy?
Oh, yes. He's an evil idiot savant, former head of military intelligence. He's obsessed with contradictions and the clarity they bring. Always challenges Max with some contradictory invention or other.
Gotcha. Then you think if Max refuses to stop him, he'll be unable to succeed?
That... sounds like his M.O. Good thinking.
Thanks. So, They just let you hang out here as much as you want?
Absolutely. You want to see where Keen keeps her underwear?
Is it near Drowis's room?
You bet it is.
I'm in. I've got marking to do.
As the two troublemakers snuck off to their nefarious deeds, the past and future packmates scattered to complete their top secret mission. The pair of time-turning Jill Slaughters, for example, found themselves traveling back in time to London, England, July 16th, 1865, to view the decapitation of Charles Darwin.
So what are we doing here? I mean, yeah, I've always wanted to see it, but that's exactly why we're here. Now you get to see it twice. Once as you, once as me. Pretty clever, huh? But what about our mission? Don't we have something? Actually, no. The others are all working on the real mission. We get to kick back and watch one of the most infamous executions of all time. Plus, we did all the work of time turning them all together. We deserve a rest. Makes sense. Should we get popcorn? I'm on a diet working on those last 5 pounds. Don't ever get pregnant. Do get pregnant. I love our kids. Oh, speaking of which, here, take the holocube. You'll need it to show to past you. Alyssa asked me to just pass it off to you. She didn't want to have to keep recording it every 26 years. Speaking of Alyssa, what did she mean our previous deal still stands? What deal? We don't have any deal.
Yeah, sorry about that. You'll understand when you're older.
The duo Molly Sings, on the other hand, went together to her laboratory, where they were soon elbow-deep in trans-electric fluctuational vibrotonic silanite crystal viscosity processing regulators.
Let me get this straight. You came from the future just to help me design the hyperjets I'd had an idea for? Well, no. I mean, that's not the reason the whole group came back, no. There's an important top-secret mission, like Max said. The thing is, the others are taking care of that, so I thought you and I could have some fun, like making hyperdrives with Julie.
Julie? Oh, God, Julie.
Oh, God, she just... I'm so sorry, Molly. I didn't mean to.
No,
it's all right. Let's just make these hyperjets. The pack might not have a lot of call for them, but you never know when someone might need to get somewhere in a pinch.
That's the spirit. Now, do you have any meson emitters?
Meanwhile, Jimmy Kovacs the Elder was dragging Kovacs the Younger around Washington, D.C., popping in and out of the offices of important and influential senators, speaking on behalf of a bill proposing the installation of secret emergency escape tubes under prominent Washington landmarks.
This is so exciting! I love greasing the wheels of legislation, and these tubes are exactly what our government needs. I've been following the track of this bill since it was drafted, so the tubes are important to the mission?
Not exactly. What do you mean? I brought you to D.C. for your benefit. I knew you were interested in the tubes, you just needed a little push to actually get involved. It's the first step of many.
What are you saying? What about the mission?
The others are working on the mission. They didn't need our help. The tube bill did. Without us, there wouldn't... Well, let's just say that the tubes will be very important. As will you. You have a grand destiny ahead of you, Jimmy.
I do?
Let me ask you. Have you ever considered a career in... politics?
Have I?
And as Jimmy's aspirations began to blossom, Team Powerhouse Drowless Thornfield was off with mysterious and mute Blinklesprot in the smoky pool halls of downtown El Paso, Texas.
So, when we got back, Jill and I both had these Valentine notes waiting for us, and I was like, what's all this, you know? Well, she had no idea who hers was from, but I have a sneaking suspicion about mine. He plays his cards close to the vest, and some people have suggested things about him, but I'm sure I've caught him looking, you know. That's true. I know I shouldn't get my hopes up, but... Wait, you're from the future? Are you saying it's not... No, I know you can't reveal anything about the future. I just hoped... I understand... I don't know what it is about El Paso. I just always had a fondness for it. I like to come here to really cut loose, you know? Be the real me. Not have to be all, well, don't tell the others I said so, but not have to be so goody-goody all the time. I can kick back a few drinks, scam a few marks out of a few bucks, and if I'm lucky, break a few heads. But what are we doing here? Isn't there some sort of mission going on? Oh, so the others are taking care of it without us? Okay, well, if you don't mind having your mute ass handed back to you, we could shoot a game or two. Oh, you're on, Biznitch.
The other two Thornfields, the Maxes, had hopped the wormhole subway at the Flashpoint stop, much to the delight of tourists and sightseers, and made the quick ride to Cairo, Egypt.
Well, we're here, the sacred silent forest of Cairo, where sound only travels 3 feet before dissipating.
What?
I'm sorry, you've got to make sure you stay closer to me while we talk. Sound only travels 3 feet here before dissipating, remember?
I know.
So, what's our mission?
Yeah, about that. The others are taking care of it. I just brought you here to talk to you about something. In private. Something I didn't want anyone else to hear.
Oh, but what could be so important that you'd need to take me out here to the-
It's about our father.
What?
Max, I know the quest to find him has always been on your mind, always driven you to keep going, to jump into the unknown. It's why you founded the Flash Pack. I think it's time to let it go a little.
What? Are you saying we never...
I'm just saying that sometimes the things we're looking for come to us when we search for them the least.
Huh?
It's Zen. But the point is, if you just relax a little, let the whole father thing slip away from you for a while, I promise you, we'll find out when it's time. And in time, you'll even come to peace with it. Trust me.
Ah, if I can't trust you, who can I trust?
At that instant, Sarah Keen and the caustic Danish were in the Flashpoint kitchen, the young woman spooning out bowls of Gleepglorp bisque and the Syriusian lounging about.
I don't see how meat cooking could be so essential to the mission that you're on.
It's not. I was just hungry. Smells good.
What?
Although now that you're done, it's almost time to meet with the others. I'd better take care of my part of the mission.
Which is?
Telling you off, you heartless scumbag. You actually claim to be a friend of these people with the things you're going to do to them? You make me sick, you excrement.
What?
You're almost as bad as Drolis herself. I'm glad you're dead. This is truly delicious.
What? Why are you doing this? We can just change things, change the future. Tell me what I can do.
You can't change your future. It's already written.
What are you doing here? What's the point?
We're trying to change the past. That's the only thing left. And I'm doing it to you because we know that after hearing all this, you're going to head back to your room and jack into that emotion disruptor so hard you won't remember a second of it.
Why are you doing this to me?
This isn't for your benefit, maleficent wretch. I'm doing it for anyone who happens to be listening. And I think she knows who she is.
What are you talking about?
Oh, come now. You must be feeling something by now. How about this? You're an amoral, quiver-flacking flugel, and that's coming from me, a Syriusian. Your friends would be better off if you're already dead, you and your mistress. If only there was a way.
Shut up! Shut up!
And with that, Keen ran out of the kitchen, tears in her eyes, to do just as he'd foretold. Danish grabbed the pot of bisque and headed back to the rec room to meet up with the others. Soon, the future pack was ready to head home.
I hope we were able to help get the mission completed. Of course we did, Max. Otherwise, we wouldn't exist to be here. We know she'll make the right choice. She told us so herself.
Max!
Right. Sorry, huh?
The dangerometer!
That'll be corporal contradiction. Don't worry. The cat thingy's plan will work just fine.
You mean Fertress?
Yes! Fertress! Right. So long, past pack.
And as the future pack joined hands and whisked away through time, their present incarnations went off to ignore a world-destroying threat. Just what was the future pack's mission all about? How did they intend to alter the past? It's certainly something to think about before next week's episode of Epic Echoes, Sacrificial Altar.